Welcome to The Delivery Diaries with Vanessa Nag. This is a podcast about how families were started. Join us as we hear parents tell us their stories of how their children were delivered, whether that's through birth stories or adoption stories. Listen in as we laugh together, cry together, and learn together. On today's episode, Lindsay shares her surprise twin birth. She had no idea that she was pregnant with twins, even after having ultrasounds and only hearing one heartbeat. The whole room was in complete shock as her other baby was born. Hey, Lindsay, welcome to the Delivery Diaries.
Hello.
Do you want to tell listeners a little bit about you and your family?
I'm Lindsay. My husband is Wesley. We've been together for 4 years. We have a son who just turned 3 and 2 daughters that are about 10 months old now. My husband he works on a farm, and he's also a phenomenal guitar player in a band here. And I'm a stay-at-home mom. We were trying to conceive, and it happened very fast. So it was just kind of, you know, well, we decided to do it and it happened. So we were very lucky with that. So I found a midwife, and, you know, I was extremely sick. The first pregnancy, my son was easy. I didn't even know I was pregnant, you know, with the symptoms. So I was very sick. I remember just like, oh my gosh, just the first couple months were really rough. But you know, that's normal. It's, you know, every pregnancy is different. So, and the entire time I just, you know, I kept up with my prenatal appointments with my midwife, and, you know, she measured my fundal height, and I was always spot on. Like, whatever week I measured that week, you know, maybe one up. And with twins, you normally are 2 weeks ahead. So,
did you have any sonograms while you were pregnant?
I had 2 towards the end. I was like very close to giving. I was like a week and a half. I had my first one because my midwife felt like the baby might have been breached. So she was like, I recommend getting an ultrasound just to make sure that they're not breached. And so the first one was really, really fast. It was just, you know, checking position. And we found out that one of the babies, we don't know who, was in they had a compound presentation. And my midwife was like, well, this baby needs to move if you want to have a home birth, because she wanted me to induce, or not birth naturally. I think she was worried about that. And well, I went to the chiropractor and he just kind of adjusted me a little. And after I had the appointment, I went right back in, and the first ultrasound was from a doctor, and the second ultrasound was from a sonographer, and they did all 4 quadrants. It was longer. And I remember even, because it was so funny the way they're so big at that point, that I remember she's going around and all around, and I'm like, wait a second, how is the head over here when there's a foot over here? And she was just like, oh, it's just the way it looks. Like, it's just a, you know, it's just because of the way it looks. The baby is so big, and it's just like so weird, you know. And my midwife even reminded me of that afterwards. She was like, do you remember saying that? Because I did. I was like, and I was just like, there's no way, you know, there's no way. The number 2 must have been just hiding in my back, because you couldn't feel 2 babies. Like, you know, they feel around every appointment to feel where the baby is. And people are saying, you know, oh, that midwife didn't feel 2 babies, she should be fired. And I'm like, that's just insane, because the baby wasn't even feelable. You couldn't feel the baby. So she was definitely hiding in there. maybe in the beginning of my 3rd trimester, or the end of my 2nd trimester, I had a dream that I had I was giving birth, and I had 2 very tiny, tiny baby girls. And then I had this gigantic boy that was just like not actually a baby. You know, it was just like, and I woke up just like, oh my gosh. And I'll never forget that now, because I remember telling my husband about it, and he's like, there's no way you're having three babies. We can't have three more babies, you know? And I think, you know, the big boy was obviously my son. Now looking back, the normal thing for people, I don't know why, even with my son, I was very small. I gained 30 pounds, and people were like, there's no way you're 8 months pregnant. And I was definitely 8 months pregnant. And people would still, even though I was so small, say, are you sure you're not having twins? Like, are you sure there's not two in there? And it was so, I'm like, that's so annoying. Like, I'm like, and it happened with this pregnancy too, but I think that's a very normal thing. You know, it's very normal for people to say those types of things. I remember they turned 9 months, and I was just like, this is the point where, you know, I've known about them as long as most people know about them before they give birth to twins. So it was definitely just a shock. And we were prepared for one. We had everything saved from my son, so we had everything we needed. You know, we didn't even have a baby shower, because we were just like, we have everything we need.
So did you not find out the gender before, or were you going to be?
I wanted a girl so bad. That's why I say I wish too hard for a girl, because my husband, his family is all boys. And I wanted a daughter so bad. And I was like, it's going to be a boy. I know it's going to be a boy. And I just don't want to know, because if it's like Pandora's box, you know, if you don't know, it could possibly still be, you know, a girl. So I was ecstatic. I was ecstatic. It was the pure shock, because I just didn't believe it and it had happened. And I'm just, you know, but it was beautiful. And it's been crazy.
And so when you were pregnant, did you feel a lot of kicks? Were the babies calm?
No, that's like another thing, is everybody was saying that, like, well, you definitely feel double kicks. And I'm like, I remember like trying to count kicks, and I would just forget, because they were not that, like, I feel like they must have been like cuddling in there, or like, you know, like snuggled in there. Cause I didn't get as many kicks as I did with my son. Like, I would eat some peanut butter. I remember my son would, every time I ate peanut butter, like 20 minutes later, he would just be doing somersaults. And I just remember thinking, like, is this baby kicking enough? Like, you know, cause they say to count kicks and all that. So we didn't, yeah, I didn't notice that much kicking. I do remember my midwife during labor was like, I felt a kick down below and I felt a kick up top. And I thought, you know, I thought it was like a hand and a foot. And she was like, that's weird. You're not feeling a kick up there too. Just looking now, you know, obviously now knowing, you're like looking back, I'm like, even all the signs that it's like, oh yeah, that's like, I don't know, like with the morning sickness, like it was so bad. I was losing weight, you know? So I just keep thinking about these things, and I'm like, it could have been a sign of twins, but you know, it's also, everything is so, nothing is like set in stone with pregnancies. So it's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. Let's get into the birth.
The one thing I'm so, so mad about, I'm blind. I'm legally blind. I can see, but I mean, without my glasses, I can't see anything. Everything's like blobs. So I couldn't see my husband's face when this happened. I remember the video I have on Instagram, there's one point where I like look, and it almost looks like I'm worried and looking at something, but I remember that moment, and I was like trying to find my husband in the, you know, I was like trying to focus, like trying to see if I could even see a little bit of his face. I couldn't see anything. And I wish I had somebody recording him.
Oh, that would have been priceless. I cannot imagine what his face looked like.
Yeah, my friends are sending me pictures of all, they're like, oh, look at, here's your you know, pictures of, because I guess I was on Snapchat daily. Everyone's like sending me screenshots of like all these places where my pictures are and stuff. And it's just every time I see my face, I'm just like, I will never forget that face, the feeling behind that. It was very intense. So I woke up on the 12th of July and my water was ruptured, not too bad, but enough to where I was constantly leaking. So it hadn't broke. And I was just kind of, you know, waiting for my contractions and everything. And my midwife originally gave me 16 hours to go into labor before I would have to go to the hospital and she wouldn't do a home birth. So,
and how many weeks were you at this point?
I was 38.3. So, and I gave birth the next day. So I was waiting around, you know, trying to dance around a little bit, trying to just get things going so that I could birth at home. Cause my first was a home birth. And, with my second ultrasound, I met this nurse midwife, doctor midwife, at the hospital, and she was amazing. And she, talked to my midwife about the compound presentation right before we had figured out that the baby had moved. And she was like, you know, the one that convinced her, like, well, you can actually let labor happen naturally with a compound presentation. She had had her own home birth with a compound presentation. And so she convinced my midwife, like, it's actually okay. It's not super dangerous or anything. So I really liked her right off the bat. And so she had talked to her after giving me the 16 hours. She had talked to that doctor midwife and she said, well, I would at least wait 24 hours since it's not broken and it's just ruptured. It's just leaking. So, and it replenishes. So I was very excited about that. I was like, okay, I have more time. My sister was trying to get here. She was going to drive, but she was 13 hours away. I really wanted her to be there. So, she gave me the 24 hours and, it still hadn't happened. And she wasn't going to let me birth at home anyway after 24 hours. So I just ended up going to the hospital because I have to go there anyway. And I found out they had a birthing tub there, which just was awesome. It was a great, great hospital to go to. So I'm like, into the 13th now, July 13th, when I go to the hospital, I'm sitting in the car bracing myself to go into the hospital because I always wanted to do the home birth. So I'm just like trying to take deep breaths. I'm like, okay, we're going into the hospital birth, you know? So, and I finally just opened my door. I'm like opening my door. And at the same time, my sister texts me that she's at my house 20 minutes away. And I had my first contraction, like all at the same exact time, like opening the door to in the parking lot. Like I go in and sign in or whatever at the bottom. And the first nurse midwife I see is this girl that I had to go after my home birth with my son. I had to go get stitches at the hospital because it was too severe to do at home. So it was like a third degree. And she was there. I had a terrible time at this other hospital that was 40 minutes away. She had transferred and now works at this hospital. And she was such a delight. She just made that whole experience so much better. Like I had, you know, 8 different people in my room. Like they just were like all in my room, just because I had a home birth, I think. And it was kind of just like, this is what happens when you have a home birth. And it was just, I just felt like almost attacked at that hospital. So this nurse comes in and she is just so awesome. And she just made my whole entire stay there wonderful. So the first nurse I see is her, just instantly, just so much relief, you know, so much relief that I'm like, I'm here. Like everything is going the way it's supposed to go. And kind of just helped me surrender to the moments. They take me up. I'm not having huge contractions, just really tiny little ones. And they hooked me up to the baby monitor, the heart rate monitor.
And were they not detecting too?
No, they did not. No. Which is, I didn't realize, I didn't realize you had to have two. Somebody who told me just recently that you need two baby monitors for, or the two heart rate monitors for two, you know, I kind of just always assumed that it was one, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they have to be searching around for another one. So.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't know that, but so my sister gets there. And very shortly after that, my friend just comes with this emergency, like, hospital birth bag, you know, like a birthing kit type thing, like with the affirmation cards and some essential oils and just stuff to, like, help me relax. And my friend Ashley, she's amazing. She was just totally saved the day with that. Because I didn't have anything ready. I wasn't ready that early because my son was right on 40, right on his due date. And I kind of just assumed it would be closer, you know, so I just wasn't ready to have a bag packed. So she dropped some stuff off and a huge bag of high chews, which I was craving my entire pregnancy. I don't know why. It was like the most intense pregnancy craving, which I didn't experience with my son. You know, I didn't have very many at all with him. So this was like, and she just, it was kind of just hilarious. I was like, oh my gosh, yes. This giant bag of high chews. And labor happened super fast. I mean, my contractions I got to the hospital, I would say, I think it was about 12:45-ish, or maybe it was about 1. And they were born at 2:47 and 2:49.
Oh, wow.
So, and which my first birth was very fast too. I was just relaxing in the tub. I was like, you know, trying to relax through the contractions. And they were like, just let us know when you feel like you have to push and we'll get you out of the tub because you're not supposed to birth in the tub. I just remember, like, at this second I felt like I had to push, it was happening. Like, it was already, like, I tried to even stand up so that I could get out and into the bed. It was just like, if I felt like if I stood up, the baby was just going to shoot right out. That was like how fast it was, just right there. And so I only pushed like twice, and Ada, she comes out, and I just remember thinking, like, they put her on my chest. I still don't know if it's a boy or a girl. They put her on my chest, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, she's so tiny. Like, she was so, my son was like 9 pounds, and these girls were 6 pounds, 11 ounces. So tiny. And I gained twice the weight. So I was just, I couldn't even wrap my head around how small she was within a matter of seconds. Like, I was thinking, like, oh my gosh, she's so tiny. And then I started having this huge contraction, which I don't remember with my first. And as the nurses are saying, like, one says, oh, it's probably just the contraction for the placenta. And another one saying, oh, that's the water sac. That's weird. I've never seen that. And as they're saying that, I'm in my, like, can't even put into words. I'm like, that's another ring of fire. That is not the placenta or the water sac. That is a baby. I couldn't even say anything because I had no words for it. It was just, you know, I couldn't even speak except for the F-bomb. I was like, oh, and that was it. That was all I could get out. They were born 2 minutes apart. The whole room was just filled with just everybody, like the nurse crying, you know, like crying and laughing and just like, wow, you know, like what just happened? You know, it was so intense. And all I can say is just, oh my God, oh my God. You know, just I literally just have no words for the feeling of that. Cause I mean, especially after having the ultrasounds, like, even though it was later on and it was just kind of like well, there's definitely only one in there. Like, you know, just indescribable.
And so were the nurses and the midwives like, wait, this is another baby. Did they get scared or were they just like, right, let's do it?
There was no time to do anything. Like, there was no time for anybody to think anything before the baby's already here. It was like just one and then the other right next to each other. It was kind of like, you know, they were like, oh, it's a placenta contraction. Oh, no, it's that water sac. And that's weird. And then it was like, oh, my God, it's another baby. And then all these, you know, they had more nurses rushed in and it was crazy. I think I stayed an extra day there. They let me go after, they were like, you're free to go after 24 hours, you know, because they were very healthy. They got, they both had 10-10 Apgars.
Wow.
They were just very, very healthy, which I was also blessed with that. But I'm pretty sure I had a visit from like every nurse there during my stay at some point or another, different shifts and stuff, you know, just because everybody just had to like see for themselves, is there really two babies in here?
So what was the first thing that your husband said to you?
I honestly don't remember. I think he was speechless for a very long time. For not very long, but it seemed like, you know, forever, from the time I got to the tub to the bed. I just remember him just giving me a kiss and just hugging me. He didn't show me any like, whoa, what just happened? You know, I very collected, you know, for just having a surprise second daughter.
So then how did your postpartum go with, you know, because you were only expecting one. So how did everything go with that?
I recovered a lot better. I didn't have any tears. I recovered a lot faster than with my son. If I would have known, I would have been like Googling stuff my whole pregnancy. Like, how do I do these things with two babies? You know, because it's just kind of, and I'm just like, it's definitely a learning curve. The best, I mean, some people keep them on the exact same schedules. Some people, I mean, I personally try to keep them 30 minutes apart so that when they're hungry and, you know, there's only one screaming at a time it's just a learning curve, and we didn't have everything we needed right away, so it was definitely just a learning curve, you know.
Well, your pictures were priceless. When I saw those, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to contact her.
I'm glad you did. I had wanted to share our story a long time ago, and it was just, we were already dealing with so much shock and everything from everything happening with it. You know, it was just like, I wasn't ready for the rest of the world shock. You know, I actually shared, it was like right when they turned 9 months, I was like, okay, you know, it's been a while. I'm like in the groove of things and I'm not, you know, I can handle it a lot better, with the scrutiny of the world, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of positive and, there's very little negative.
That's good.
People are just going to find negative things in anything, you know, but I just wasn't ready to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
right away.
For sure.
And like there was a newspaper in the UK that printed our story. So we got copies of that.
Well, if you had any bits of wisdom or any advice for expecting moms about pregnancy and labor and birth, what would that be?
Make sure there's only one. Triple, quadruple check, just in case.
Yeah.
No, I would just say, listen to your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I mean, there's a lot of things that can go wrong in pregnancies and all that, but I mean, in my everyday life, you know, I kind of just take things as they are, like try to let things just kind of like unfold, like how I met Marnie, the girl that had done my stitches, you know, it was just, like everything felt like it happened like the way it was supposed to happen, you know,
for sure. Well, I so appreciate you taking your time and telling your story.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad to have shared it.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Delivery Diaries. If you are loving The Delivery Diaries birth and adoption stories, it would mean so much if you could leave a review on your favorite podcast app. If you'd like to see pictures from this week's episode, head over to @TheDeliveryDiaries on Instagram and Facebook.